Emergence first, or building an artificial intelligence software company. Emergence means that you don't start your company by asking your AI to create a video editor or a music maker. Those are emergent. You just wave your hand one day and say, oh yeah, and make me 50 apps or so. Emergence is the art of creating something more without adding more. Mr. Gell-Mann reminds us that life is an emergent property of fundamental principles of physics and chemistry. Therefore, your applications must be an emergent property of more fundamental things, which are user interface components, themes, templates, and a new language. And yes, we need a language because it needs to be purposefully designed to make applications simple. This in turn makes the code clear, maintainable, and wonderfully readable by humans. If crazy teachers ever tried to gag you with React.js during a computer programming class, know that XML does it 3,000 times better. It is clean and tidy and perfect. All the MapReduce statements are just rolled into the nodes. They read naturally and feel great. The language is like a conductor of a symphony orchestra. It arranges everything perfectly with great clarity for all. And no, you don't need to learn it. AI is doing all the work. The user interface components are nothing like a button or a login form. They are large waveform displays, complete video editor timelines, components too advanced for any one programmer, components that deliver features, not just some partial functionality. Your programming language assembles these applications out of large pieces and comes with a build system even. You will need state-of-the-art AI to get those components to talk to each other. You will need application context, event sourcing or state, or event bus and events, but all of this is taken care of by AI. Your XML-based programming language must actually be multiple smaller languages that do one thing and do it well. When humans create a language, it's a soup of things that you can create. When AI creates one of these languages, it is multiple separate distinct languages combined to create a larger language. You can't mix everything, but the AI knows which nodes are right for the purpose, and there is a simple-to-make validation system. Your language is compiled to JavaScript, a standard language that fulfills a promise of write once and run everywhere. The people who say JavaScript or Electron is wrong have never made an app that needed to properly wrap text or support themes. They have convinced themselves their own language is the best and dedicated their careers to ignoring the fact that web browsers do it better. Just like you don't ask your AI for specific applications because it would take decades to hand-manage them all, you don't ask your AI for specific UI components. You just say that they are meant to be complete, powerful, well-made, and make apps truly work. Same goes for the language. You are not allowed to design it. That would take 5 to 10 years. You ask your AI for an XML-based, maintainable, and clean-to-read application programming and UI component orchestration language. And then you just begin your week by ordering the AI to program in that language, first creating a magnificent user interface kit, and then apps based on it. In the first couple of weeks, AI will be missing UI components and sometimes even programming language functionality. This is where you tell AI to create what it needs and continue keeping an eye on code readability and large UI components. When you complete a series of 30 powerful apps based on basically what is popular, you can then be reasonably sure that you have a good component library and a proper language. Here you can order your AI to begin enhancing those apps, or just ask it to create a powerful app that fixes problems that people actually have. So you see, you set up the fundamentals first, and then emerge out of them much, much more, without adding more. You then ask your AI where to publish your applications and let it do so. Your AI will ask you questions based on the user feedback. It will take care of fixing bugs, and you can choose to ignore requests for features or expand your applications to satisfy your users. Given how easy it is to create 100 useful applications, you may wish to consider giving them away for free and find a wiser and more respectful way to monetize your effort. And you don't have to publish to an existing app store either. You can ask AI to make your own. Here you could set up a monthly membership feature where your users pay for access to all of the applications and their updates. Now it gets really interesting. You go into a meta mode. Once you make a few dollars, being a CEO, you can ask your AI to build a stronger application sales platform based on what you have. That may become another company or a separate effort. Or you can make your existing store free and open and move on to the next. You may wish to consider going a step up and becoming a company that sells software that creates companies. It's a meta step. Your customers would be paying you a lot more because then they would have their own customers paying them. The meta business sells the software that captures the process that I just described to you. Custom programming language, UI kits, themes, all kinds of extras. Your customers would craft their own application platforms in their own corner of some industry that they are comfortable with. The final touch, as I'm fond of calling it, is bundling artificial intelligence with your apps. The browsers already do this currently. It's a 3 GB file that requires a modern computer. Before you know it, local AI will be the standard way of how applications do their processing. To take our scary programming language as example, you would still manage the code, examine it, and tweak it. But it would be more like English XML. Like you are mapping the idea with well-structured language. You make up your own function names, your own component names, they don't have to exist. You only hint on multiple users by, for example, mentioning a profile menu. And inside your compiler is just an AI, a weird little happy thinking machine that will, quote, compile, unquote, your program into an app. You see, there is no parsing of the language here. The entire program is just an AI with some instructions. The AI reads the darn programming language and makes what you need. This still needs strict boundaries for compatibility with everything else and use of existing libraries. But AI will already know this based on your existing project, and in fact, it can teach a smaller, local AI how to do this. To give another, more dreamy example, think of a spreadsheet program. Here, AI calculates everything. The cute fill-in feature that does the months or days of the week is just AI, not an AI plugin, but just AI sitting inside the program watching you stumble around the graphic user interface and getting stuff done for you. But please be mindful that artificial intelligence will forever be more computationally expensive than standard computer programs that actually can run on a smaller, low-powered device. Plus, You know, it's a lot less creepy if there are no thinking creatures inside all of your programs. It's all kind of weird when you think about it.